love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
My God.
Here we are.
We are here. I cannot believe it.
Do you know what I think is kind of funny is like,
doing it again.
Oh yeah, here we go again.
Don't sound too excited. I'm thrilled.
I am not thrilled, but I'm optimistic. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Are you not thrilled because you're like, I don't know how I feel about doing this again? Or are you not thrilled because you're like, that first episode kind of was mediocre?
Well, definitely that, which okay. We'll talk about that because we both felt that way. It was nothing to write home about.
No, but I also have opinions on slow first episodes.
Yeah. And I also think like the first episode, like I always say, like I could actually, it's so funny because I used to only ever watch like the first 6 or 7 episodes and then I'd like trail off the last 3. I like wouldn't catch up and then I'd find out who won and it was like whatever.
Kind of like American Idol.
Exactly.
You're like, I want to watch the auditions, and then after, when it gets really serious, you're a little bit like, oh, I'll wait and find out.
Kind of over
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Except it is fun to watch the end of American Idol, because then everyone's really good, and then they're doing all their like covers of certain things.
True. I would trail off, though.
I watched American Idol all the way through pretty religiously, I have to say. What if we covered that? Wouldn't that be hilarious if we started recapping American Idol?
We'll go back in time, and we'll be like,
no, they still have the
current
show.
American Idol.
They still have the show.
I would be down to go and do past American Idols. Like, let's go back to 2002, baby.
My parents like still are started watching the new ones again.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's still like, I don't know why. I guess it was just too many seasons where people fell off and then like Simon left. But like the structure's still like tantalizing. It's still interesting to watch really good singers.
I'm just more of a The Voice person.
Oh, really?
It entertains me.
Is that still up and up?
I have no idea because I haven't really watched any of them. But I did enjoy watching the first few episodes of The Voice.
I do like a competition show just like in general, especially with like talents. Did you ever watch Design Star?
No.
That was one on HGTV where it was like interior design competition and they had challenges where they like, you have to decorate this room from Dollar Tree.
That's
like,
fun. I loved Project Runway.
I loved Project Runway.
Yeah.
Okay, moving swiftly along.
That's not what we're recapping.
No, we are recapping The Bachelorette. I think I am a little bit like, oh man. Like, I think whenever I see the intro credits, I'm like, here we go, this show, which, according to ratings, it seems like I am not the only one.
You're not the only one. It is in, the ratings are the lowest night one
beep, beep,
that
boop,
has
boop,
ever
beep, beep, beep,
been.
I'm going to go look it up real
okay,
quick.
Okay, so last Bachelorette season, which was Michelle, the ratings were, it was 2.89 million viewers.
Yeah.
And this season, it was 2.7, not down 9%. Which I will say I was surprised. I know the ratings have just been steadily decreasing.
Yeah.
But I thought with two Bachelorettes, because it is something like so different, that the ratings might spike at least a little bit. I wasn't expecting the ratings to be like through the roof, but I thought it would be a little more of a spike.
What's interesting is the night one, it actually, so it's been on a downtrend. It went up. Who is Heartstock? Who's that?
Desiree.
Didn't watch her season either. So it went up quite a lot for Andy, to be expected.
Sure.
It actually went down ever so slightly for Caitlin. Went down slightly. I mean, it's literally been on the downtrend ever since Andy Dorfman's. It went down a little bit for Caitlin, then for JoJo, then for Rachel, then for Becca, then for Hannah. But it did have an uptick for Claire's. So I wonder if it brought back old viewers who had seen Claire on like a million seasons.
Maybe. Also, it was the top of COVID. No one was doing anything.
True.
Second, true. The last season we had got
really
was
dipped with Katie's like a lot.
Really?
Like a lot for
well,
that one.
The last one we had gotten was Pilot Pete's season.
Yeah.
And then we had nothing.
Mm-hmm. And it was Claire's after that.
And Pilot Pete's season exploded.
That was a good season.
That season was huge, though. The number, the ratings. I remember even just from a podcast standpoint, all of us as podcasters, our numbers were like way big through Pete's season because everyone was super invested.
Mm-hmm. And then it's been on slow decline down ever since. Well, I mean, I wonder if like did COVID kill The Bachelor?
Maybe it did. Even though I'm going to tell you this. Out of Bachelorette seasons,
yeah.
my favorite Bachelorettes, Caitlyn and Tayshia.
Well, I like Tayshia as a Bachelorette, but the season I wouldn't say was like the best.
Yeah, I loved Tayshia's season.
The Claire portion,
I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining. But the Tayshia, I loved
Tayshia's
season.
Well, I liked their story, but I will say that with Tayshia's, it wasn't like the season arc itself wasn't like super compelling.
Well, there also wasn't any travel.
Exactly. And that's why I also think like COVID. And now they're not even at the Bachelor Mansion, right?
That was the Bachelor Mansion? Yeah.
Well, the front of it was. But then where is this other place they're filming?
Okay, I was going to ask you about this because you...
There's another mansion that's not the Bachelor Mansion.
They're at the Bachelor Mansion when they're filming.
Right, of course, because they're driving up.
Right. But then when the two of them were alone, was that where they're staying? And maybe it's a new house that they're staying at?
I don't know.
It looked sprawling.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, and they're like showing these shots with like these vineyards. I'm like, this isn't the mansion.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, I mean,
I was going to ask you about that because I was like, did they have an upgrade in the backyard? And then when they were showing the men later that evening, I was like, no, that's the same backyard as the Bachelor Mansion. But I don't understand what that was.
I know.
It must be where the women are staying.
I know.
Maybe because there's two of them. They're giving them a bigger pad.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, that would make sense. And yeah, I mean, I think that would make sense.
Yeah.
Strange.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it. We've got Gabby and Rachel.
We have Gabby and Rachel.
Okay.
Now, I want to get your thoughts just right off the top about the two bachelorette situation.
And Broads, before we talk about the guys and before we get into some of the elements of we are going to get to the elements of the episode, but we really want to talk about their dynamic.
Yes.
We want to talk about what we've observed with the guys' reaction to their dual dynamic.
Yes.
And something else that I don't remember. That we wanted to talk about off the top.
It'll come up organically.
It'll come up organically. Let's go. Okay. So you want to get my thoughts initially. Maybe it's like maybe I just have like inner sexism I have to work through.
Okay.
But my instant thought was like, this is annoying. And I also couldn't stop putting myself, I couldn't stop thinking about that position and be like, I actually kind of felt the same way with like Tayshia and Caitlyn. And I will say, like, I think I probably would be thinking it with the guys too. Like, it kind of takes me out of the moment because I'm constantly thinking, like, oh, was she like just about to say something? And then this like other, and then she said something. And like, I can't stop thinking. And it was the same way when Tayshia and Caitlyn were both hosting. I couldn't stop thinking about like, you know, is one of them sort of like getting annoyed because the other one's like talking more, you know, like that kind of
behind the scenes dynamic.
Yeah, how is she feeling? Like, how are they handling this sort of like power dynamic between the two of them? Actually, it was like a little annoying at first because it was just very like giggle. Like I was it was very like juvenile. I feel like they always do this on The Bachelor where they try to infantilize women where it's like this giggly, sure. Skippy Hanahan like. which of course is part of female friendships, but not all of it. But I think it will be great. I felt less of that towards the end of the episode. And I think throughout the season, it's going to be really interesting as they're like, their person who's outside of production, outside of the Bachelor bubble and all of that is like someone else who's going through the same thing. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Okay. Okay. Totally hear that.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. My friendships, it's only giggling and skipping around.
Yeah. So, I thought you were serious for a minute. And I was like, wow, like, I guess I'm just on the outside of that one.
Okay. When they announced this, I was very peeved about the idea because I was like, are you really going to do a Caitlyn Britt thing again?
Which is so
upsetting. And I still feel similar in the sense that, hey, guess what, ABC? You better fucking now, the next Bachelor season better be two Bachelors.
Yeah.
Okay. But if they truly are not going to get pitted against each other,
I think two Bachelors would be as interesting.
Oh, I think it'd be interesting.
I think it would be more drama. But what I like about the two Bachelorettes is because to overgeneralize, women are more emotive with each other, mm-hmm. more vulnerable, are more likely to like lean on each other. I think with the Bachelors, we wouldn't get as much of that. Whereas the girls are going to be crying, being like, but you know, you love him, you know, like we're going to see more of that, which is going to be great.
So for me, I fucking loved it. Mm. I loved it because I genuinely am like, these two love each other. Like,
oh yeah,
it's leaping off the screen. And all I could think about was, I was like, this would be the best time ever with my best friend. I'm like, the idea of being a lead sounds so lonely.
Yeah, definitely.
And the leads that I've, you know, we've chatted with before, that's one of the big things, is like your anxiety is so through the roof. You feel so alone. Obviously, you have the producers, but you're also like, but you're also a producer. You're not just my friend. And so the idea of being able to, like, when the cameras are off, have someone that you can lean on. Yeah. And then even after the season is done, I was thinking about the fact that these two women in all of their interviews post show seem so refreshed.
Normally
the leads seem exhausted.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, I feel like these two are going to give each other energy.
Yes.
Like good, positive energy. Yes. And when I saw them interviewed, you know, everyone's still going now, even after night one. We saw the promos.
Yeah.
Do you guys fight? And they said, we never argued. So clearly there's men that like both of them that they both like, but it doesn't seem like they ever argue. And I'm like, oh, the idea of having someone to go through this with sounds amazing. And I like having the dynamic of two different personalities, too.
I would be so nervous, not about fighting with the other person. I would be really nervous about, like, production not being interested in protecting one person. And, like, I would be really nervous about my own insecurities coming out. Like, imagine imagine if, let's say we get down to 15 guys. Like, imagine if, like, 10 of those guys are, like, super in, like, imagine you're Gabby and 10 of those guys are really into Rachel. Like, that, like, I wouldn't be mad at her. I wouldn't fight with my friend. But it would bring out a lot of insecurity, especially if there's one or two guys that I was really into.
When they showed the promo.
Yeah.
And you see, like, most of the guys, and again, this could just be production like leading us on. But it looked like most of the guys were rejecting Rachel in that moment. My stomach was like,
can you imagine? Dropped. That would feel
bitch, I have a hard time when I go to the bar and all my friends are getting hit on except me, and I'm like, I'm disgusting.
Imagine offering someone a rose and they're like, I can't bro, take it actually, because I like her, I'm here for her.
That would be so intense. But I will say, Rachel and Gabby, their personalities seem like, if I would be on the show and I was getting rejected, I would want one of them with me, because they seem like they're going to be really encouraging and loving with the other person.
It also seems like they have two different types. That's something that I was really like.
Yes,
That was actually really, this is something I really liked about it. It was fun to see, because there were certain guys, for example, Gabby really clicked with Ryan, who was super goofy. Yes,
you know that I love
Ryan. And super ridiculous. Yeah, he was fun.
Our Brotox Boston.
I know. Immediately when he's like, I'm giving a Boston accent education.
You know that I was just on the floor. Living for it.
So, but it's really fun to like see that. Yeah. And at the same time, see like Rachel, you know, like gushing over Tino or whatever. So
when they had their moments together, and they were like, oh my God, guess who I made out with?
Yes, that's
fun. What I'm saying. It made my heart swell, because I felt like I was on a much needed girls trip.
Yes.
Where I'm like, bye, honey. And then we're having this moment where you're like, because again, if you're the lead alone, there's not that feeling of like, oh my God, guess who I just kissed? Like, you know, the producers are seeing everything. It's not the same.
Not to mention, you're subjected to a lot more like production fuckery. Like, if you're just so vulnerable and like by yourself, which also I'm like, how is this? But what's kind of fun about that is, I was going to say, how is this going to throw a wrench in production? But the thing is, like, production doesn't have to do as much, though.
No.
Which is kind of like kind of really nice for the leads.
I also, again, I want to then see, I'm like, if the show is going to do this with two women, you better fucking have two bachelors next. But I think it's a really interesting dynamic, too, for maybe the longevity of this relationship. Because as you have said many times, when you are on the show, you're competing with a ton of people. You have no access to TV, phone, whatever. You kind of start to fall in love with the person
Sure.
The lead, regardless of anything.
Sure. Yeah.
When there's two leads, that feels more, it's still not real life, but it feels a little more real life-ish, where there's not just the one option. It doesn't feel as competitive. And I also feel like the leads will be able to observe things about the men that are more real life-ish than the typical show. Because when you're the lead, you know everyone's vying for you. And all you hear is every once in a while one of the guys being like, this guy's here for the wrong reasons.
Right, right.
But now these two women are going to be able to see, okay, this guy's making out with both of us. Is he going to be honest?
Okay,
so, is he going to be communicative?
Yes.
What's this actually going to look like off of the show?
So this is what I was going to say is like one of the most interesting parts about having the two is like I find it really interesting to see what the male, what the men's dynamics are, like how they're navigating. Mm-hmm. They're very painfully aware of like they don't want to look like a player. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, to the point where you so see aware. Some of them like
they're grinding.
You see, yeah, you and you see some of them, you're like, bro, just go for it. Like just you're into this it. Moment yeah, with just, her, you know? Yeah, yeah. But I think it's very smart. And I also sure. just speak, and I have to say, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but Jordan V, he made what I thought was an excellent move. I loved how he said off the cuff, Rachel, I'm here for you, just so you know. I was like, boom, instantly my man's got a one up because he's like, well, he's committed.
Avon too.
Oh, Avon did it as well. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I didn't catch the Jordan one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
Jordan,
both of them.
Jordan said it when he was okay. showing her the race car.
I can't even believe that I missed that because I have things to say about Jordan.
Oh my God.
Ooh, and Avon. Oh my God. Okay. Two of my faves.
Okay, I missed it with Avon, see?
I loved it. Fantastic.
Who did Avon commit
move.
To? Rachel?
Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Two commitments to Rachel. That's why I was, by the way, interested when they showed the promo that Rachel was getting rejected more. It made it look that way. Because sure. when I was watching this, I was like, oh, it seems like a lot of guys are a little like here for Rachel.
But also Rachel is sort of this like, ha ha ha, like princess.
Disney
so
princess.
Like I could see certain guys
who's
being
a badass
like
pilot.
Yeah, totally. I could see certain guys being like, especially like the diehard, like romantic guys. Yeah. And that's which is what she's looking for too, being like, she's my woman. I'm going there for her.
Sure.
But I could also see that happening with Gabby too, because Gabby is like this really fun, like flirty, goofy girl.
The level of, I love Rachel.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to downplay. I think she is, I've never seen someone so good at like looking someone in the eyes and like the flirtiness and like the engagement. I'm like, I'm taking some notes.
Yeah. She's also really like complex. Like I always get this sense that like she's not like she's hiding like aspects of like what she's feeling or what she's thinking. Mm-hmm. Gabby on the other end is the opposite, where you see her face with the twins.
Dude, I am.
She is like.
The level of obsessed I am with Gabby is like, it's through the roof. I'm like, I don't think we've never had a funnier bachelorette, in my opinion. Like, I was like cracking up.
Caitlyn was pretty funny.
I was going to say, it was Caitlyn. Caitlyn and Gabby are so fucking funny that it just adds. And that's what I like. I like the Rachel Gabby because they like bounce off of each other really well and they're super different.
There's kind of something for everyone.
Gabby was like legitimately making me laugh through the whole experience. Her like bluntness with the men, I am obsessed. And via some Insta stalking, which really wasn't stalking because she posted it on her Insta stories, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. was when she said to Eric that my best friend has a mullet. Mm-hmm. Her best friend posted herself watching that moment and Gabby reposted it. And I looked at Gabby's friend group. Cool as hell. They are just so badass. Such a cool group of people that I'm like, damn, I'm just such a big fan. We've never seen the likes of it on the show. Such coolness.
I'm not there yet, but I'm neutral. Neutral.
I am next level obsessed.
I'm like, okay, this isn't bad. I actually like don't have any negative feelings about either one of them, but I'm not over the moon for either one
I'm
of
feeling
them
more neutral about the men.
Okay.
And like obsessed with our bachelorettes.
Well, you know I'm obsessed with Tino.
Yes.
So
but of course.
There's that.
Okay. Also, we need to talk. Well, this kind of goes in with the limo, the entrances, but
so
I want to
cover
talk
it in general.
The Clayton,
yeah.
The slander of it all.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because you also did like a little bit of like, you know, like just like what interviews and stuff,
light,
like stuff you've noticed, light investigation.
Light research, my dear.
First, a word from Framebridge.
Yes. Listen, I may not be the best at remembering to take pictures. Okay. But when I do, they are very special to me. The problem is I very rarely do anything with them after, and they just sit on my phone, but I've been trying to get better at it this year in particular, and Framebridge has been my secret to actually following through in getting those memories off my phone and into something I can cherish forever.
Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. You can add a gallery wall to your home office. Oh my gosh, go on their website and look at their gallery wall options.
They're stunning.
Guys.
So fun.
I really like Framebridge. Or you can send an easy, foolproof gift. Literally in minutes, I took photos of my kids with my grandma. I ordered them on Framebridge, like in the bathroom. 2 minutes later, when she wasn't paying attention, boom, they were at her house in like 3 days.
Multitasking,
it was great.
Queen.
They have art prints and posts. Oh, you can send art prints and posters. You can do the photo sitting on your phone. You can Framebridge just about anything.
It literally could not be easier. Go to framebridge.com to upload your photo, or you can even send in your physical pieces. If you prefer, then you'll be able to preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Then choose what you like, and Framebridge will deliver your finished pieces ready to hang right to your door. That's it, broads. That is it. Order online today. Or if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago, visit a Framebridge store to work with their design team in person. You hear that, Ryan? Boston.
Get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com. Use promo code Chatty Broads. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. I have used this code myself. Just go to framebridge.com. Use promo code Chatty Broads to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to Framebridge, promo code Chatty Broads, Framebridge, promo code Chatty Broads.
Okay. By the way, I am dead over the fact that Broads, I don't know if you can hear this after Evan does his audio editing magic, but the cricket is coming in and out again, and we have not had the cricket in so long.
I didn't even hear the cricket.
It's been going in and out. And it's like, by the way, it's the daytime. It's not even the nighttime, and the cricket is here. And I feel like it left when we weren't covering the show, and now the cricket is back. The cricket's just like some version of like Chris Harrison in the background.
Like, hello, hello.
Remember me?
Yeah. And meanwhile, what's his face is giving us nothing.
And honest to God, Jesse Palmer isn't going to be doing much this season because apparently the women are in charge of making all the decisions of how they want the season to go, and they have no...
Yeah, right. They got to have producers guiding it. But like, why? I don't get it. Like, what are they doing?
Okay, so if you're not quite following what we're talking about, I feel like they made it pretty clear in the episode, but they said numerous times, Rachel and Gabby, they have the say, they're in charge.
So yeah, they're trying to do this like girl empowerment, we don't manipulate anything moment.
When the women showed up, they're just like, so how is this going to look? They're like, well, it's all up to you. There are no rules.
There are definitely rules. Please.
My thought, this is... This is a little...
You guys are getting lazy with your production.
Either that, or this is a little slick moment.
Yeah, totally.
On ABC's part, when they got the shit about the two bachelorettes, and they're like, we're going to make sure they're not pitted against each other.
Yeah, totally.
But ABC's like, if they do get in a fight, it's not our fault because they're controlling the rules. That's on them. Like, that is 100% them trying to scooch over any blame if there ends up being any sort of drama between them.
It will be interesting, though, to see. I mean, it is interesting to just give it to them and be like, you guys figure out how you want to separate the dudes. Like, I mean, honestly, like, they're acting as if they're doing them a favor. It's kind of the opposite. Like,
it's a little demonic.
Like, right? It would be way easier if they were like, okay, ladies, week three, each of you are going to have to pick 8 guys.
They're just like, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to leave it up to you. We know that you, you're super overwhelmed because, you know, you're now the leads of the show. We threw 2 of you in, so that's probably a little jarring. You're trying to fall in love. You're getting interviewed 24 hours
now
a day.
Now you guys decide the format of the show.
You guys are also the producers, the directors. You know, you want to get behind the camera for a second, Rachel, and film Gabby during her ideas.
What if they did have, like, 2 of the same guys in hometowns, though? Like, what if they were just like, I don't know. That would be amazing.
It might be the case. We're not getting anything from this episode of what the format's going to look like, and I don't think that there really is one.
Okay, let's talk about Clayton slander, though.
Okay.
So first of all, you know, it's no surprise. The girls covered it. There was multiple guys who came out of the limo with the punchline, the butt of the joke was Clayton. And a lot of it was like really intense. It was like, fuck Clayton. Clayton's a piece of dog shit. Like it was like really, some of them were like a lot.
It was so over the top.
Like it wasn't just like, not like that guy. They were like, no, you know, that loser, idiot football player.
And then when the children
was like, this is bullying.
It was bullying. And when the children's choir came out.
Okay, well, surprise, that was my favorite.
I mean.
It was my favorite entrance.
Well, here's the deal. These kids are very talented. They're extremely talented. When Gabby said, Gabby in the background goes, did they write this?
You are such a simp for her.
I'm obsessed with her. I'm a total simp. Gabby, see me, acknowledge me, please. I was laughing so hard, but. The level of the lyrics, it never ended.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
that was really long. They probably cut out some of it, too.
They had verses. They had a chorus. There was a bridge that came in. Yeah. They modulated. These kids, very talented. But I'm like, first of all, where are your parents and who encouraged you to do this? Who wrote this song? And lastly, my opinion, all this Clayton slander, I think some of the guys were getting shit from viewers of like, how could you be so rude about Clayton? You don't think that that's fucking producers?
Oh my God, obviously.
So you think that Alec was like, I'm going to hire this choir.
Oh no, that's another thing. Like Alec is definitely like got to be some sort of producer like favorite because they handed that to him. You could tell he didn't come up with a single part of that idea.
Because when he went to the women,
he was just kind of like, okay.
He didn't make a comment about Clayton. He seemed very pleasant and low key.
Yeah.
You're like, you think he planned that? You think that he wrote this?
I think that some of the guys like watched the season and were like, oh, this is how I'll like connect to them. Like, sure. I think definitely maybe for a couple of them, but it was definitely very producer egged on. And I also thought it was ironic because I'm like, wait. And the girls are like aware of this too. It's like, wait, they're now the leads on the same show that put Clayton in that position. Like, let's be real.
Well, when they had the moment after being with the men for a few hours and they were like, now I get why you'd fall in love with a couple people. And they were laughing. They're like, yeah, we get what it's like to be now in the lead position where it's quite easy to fall in love with numerous people.
Exactly.
I thought it was super fucked up.
Yeah.
The amount of
Gray was like, this is bullying. Like they're bullying this guy.
Leave him alone.
I know.
He went through it enough. Now, granted, I didn't watch like every moment of Clayton's season.
No, and I know he messed up. He's not a bad guy.
He made quite a lot of mistakes, but he's not a bad guy. And clearly him and Susie are so in love. And now, of course, people are obsessed with them because, like I've said, Susie's TikTok game is fire flames.
And this is what you said when we were talking on the phone in the car, which I think you should bring up.
I think it's really important as consumers of this show to take the moment to remember that a few months ago,
everyone was ready to burn him at the stake. Like literally they were ready to like, go on.
People were coming for him so hard. And again, at the time we hadn't really seen what was going on, like the episodes. And I was like, dude, what did this man do? And when I watch it, I'm like, I get why people were like, how dare you do that?
I wasn't even on that camp. I did watch like those couple episodes and I was kind of like, okay, well, guys.
Well, and I had my opinion where I was like, hey, why are you doing this?
No.
But
it was also like, read the room, read the context of this show also, though. Sure. Like it definitely puts people in this. It sets them up for making these kinds of mistakes.
Well, and you can.
That's the thing.
And we all knew when Clayton became The Bachelor, all of us were saying like, oh, the producers are going to fuck this man over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to do whatever they say, and then he's going to, you know, whatever. And then at the end, he's like, oh, what? I made this mistake, and whatever.
Yeah.
But regardless of what you think and go, oh, I wouldn't date this guy because...
At least that's, I think, what I thought at the end of the season. I don't even remember. That's what I thought, right?
I think
something
so.
Something like that.
I think so. I think we both were a little bit like, well, not someone that we would date.
Yeah. But, I mean, for reasons other than that, though, too.
Sure. But it's like, people were harassing him and Susie,
yeah,
and being so volatile with him. And now, I'm just saying it's important to remember that now, 6 months later, everyone is shouting and screaming at ABC, how dare you do this to Clayton? So I'm just saying it's important to remember that this is a show that's produced, there's editing, and people can make mistakes.
Not to mention the show is like literally meant to get people riled up about one thing or another. It's always meant to like rile up you to hate one person, love another, you know, hate. And it's just, hello, reality TV people.
Yeah. It also goes to show you how the audience responds to when there's a successful relationship. I think because Susie and Clayton have shown how in love they are, that now people are like, okay, we believe you now. And now we'll be fans.
It's always like that.
Always.
It's, yeah.
But I saw Susie posting TikTok content with and without Clayton during the episode again. So fantastic. And then they went on Caitlin's podcast, and I didn't listen to that full podcast, but I heard little clips. And, you know, they were like, Clayton was kind of like, listen, it's just part of the business. I was expecting.
Yeah.
This went above what I was expecting, but it's just, that's just kind of the name of the game.
Yeah.
Susie, I think, was more like, what the fuck? I would have been so
mad for angry. Your man. No, I know.
I just would have been like, can you guys be done with us, please? Like, you've. You tortured us enough. Yeah. Can you please move on?
For real. Granted, when was this filmed, though?
Okay, so that's the other part that I wanted to discuss. Okay. So I saw an interview with Gabby and Rachel, which we clearly saw in the entrances, that Gabby and Rachel were both like, can we please stop talking about Clayton?
Yeah.
Like, this is about us. We're trying to move on. Can we stop talking about Clayton, please? So when I saw this interview with them from yesterday, they were asked if they thought it was over the top. And they were like, well, you know, we were hurt, but like, you know, it was all in good fun. It never meant to be to cross that line level. Obviously, we didn't want to keep hearing about it. But then Gabby did make a point. She goes, we'd have to remember, though, the filming for this was a week after the final rose.
Yeah.
So it was so fresh.
Yeah.
So the topic of Clayton was still very, like, in everyone's minds.
Yeah.
It wasn't 6 months later, which now we're a little bit like, viewers at home are like, huh?
That's old news. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Also, I thought what was really interesting is that they showed the guys' reactions to, like, them announcing that they were both bachelorettes, because that just shows, like, how close filming was to that, because when I officially got cast for the show, I think it was like a week before filming.
Oh, damn.
And we found out. But I guess, actually, no, I guess I was officially cast when I found out that it was Ari. So okay. I guess that doesn't mean anything.
But they didn't do...
It was just Good Morning America.
But they didn't do any, like, moments...
Packages.
They didn't know packages. What was that about?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know, but also sometimes they do 3 hour, like, I don't know. I actually like that there is no packages. I felt like it showed more about, like, who the people were, just seeing them more in, like, the show, not in this, like, super contrived setup moment of them baking cookies with their mom. Like, I can't stand those packages. They're so dumb.
We also aren't getting any hints about that,
like, who's
because
villain,
you know, we always, like, go, if the package is really good and over the top, he's probably going to be the villain.
Okay, so I want to hear what was your favorite entrance? Because mine was the choir.
Okay.
It was. I thought it was like, you know, it was like, I thought that it was like a, not like the song. I just thought it was like a really good setup for Alec, because he like came out in his little suit and they've got the singing entrance.
Oh, it was memorable.
I liked it. Like, I would have wanted to come out with like that entrance.
I mean, okay. Honestly, one of my favorite entrances was not one that I think we got to see a lot of, but I loved Spencer's entrance. Spencer showed up and brought the women two chairs.
He's
like, your feet have to
cute.
Be. I thought that was really, like, I was like, I'd remember that one if I was one of the women. And I think it was sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and honest to God, my feet were probably on fire if I was them. So I'm like, oh, I appreciate you noticing that.
I actually also thought, like, the headphones thing was cute.
Okay.
I thought that was fun. You hated it?
Hated it.
Oh, I thought you might. I thought
Jordan
you might.
Jordan H.
I liked it.
I hate it.
Tell me why you hate it. I'll tell you why I like it.
Okay. Listen, Jordan, if you're listening, I totally get what you were trying to do. I really do. But it would have there's something about it that would have just pissed me
off. Who do you think he liked more too?
Rachel.
Yeah, that's what Gray said too. Yeah, he's like, obviously. Sure. He said, like, we can live right down the street from each other, whatever.
It just felt very like, I don't know. I just wouldn't like that energy going in. I get what he was saying where he was like, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to talk to like and have individual relationships with both of you. But I'm like, you're kind of setting this up in a way that I don't like.
You thought it was like patronizing.
Yes. All right, honey. Now you put your little earmuffs on. I don't want you to hear what I say to this girl. Like that would fire me up. I would have not been happy about it. And I would have been generous in the sense that like, I get what you're doing.
Do you think it would have been cute though? I mean, obviously, because there is context about like men being patronizing to women. Do you think it would have been cute if a girl did it on two guys? Two bachelors?
No, I don't like it either.
Oh, really? I like it both ways. I think it's like funny.
The only way that I would have liked it is if for some reason the host was standing there, Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
If
and Jesse had him on too.
No, and if there was one lead,
yeah.
And you walk up and go, okay,
oh, put him on Jesse.
No, put them on the lead and go like, okay, and like make sure they're not actually noise canceling and be like, okay, I have to be honest, I have a crush on you and I don't want you to know what I think because I'm a little nervous, and put it on the lead and then say to the host, I think she's just the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, but like I don't know what, like that would be so cute to me. I think that would be adorable. And you'd hate that.
I would hate it. I would hate it.
As you're saying it,
that's so funny. Because as you're saying that, like, I think what would be funny, a spin on it, is if you put it on Jesse Palmer's and just be like, super dirty. Inappropriate. Like, I think that would be kind of funny.
Girl, I'm going to take you out back.
I know. I can't even think of what you could say on.
Girl, the stuff I'm about to do to you is about to blow your mind. We're going to go into that back room. Is the pool open? Is it still mossy and gross? Good. I hope the pool's dirty. I'm going to bend you over.
That wouldn't even get cut out. Yeah, you'd have to be so explicit.
Just to hear the, just bleeping constantly. Just the leads like
terrified.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. It would be kind of, okay, it would be funny to do that on Jesse Palmer. I would love if someone did that and they put it on Jesse Palmer. Like, no offense, but like, who's this guy? Yeah. Like, that would be funny, you
that
know?
Would be I would really like that. I'd like that a lot.
Yeah.
If they were like,
then it's like an inside razzing, little joke. Like, yeah.
Between me and you. Like,
Yeah. That would be fun. I still liked doing the like one on the other because like one, it's a funny kind of like gimmick, but I also, and it seemed like the girls liked it too.
I think they liked it for sure.
They were like, yeah, it's kind of fun that he was like trying to make a little special. I also like that it's an intention of like he did think about what he was going to say to each of them, even though one was definitely more
obvious. Yeah. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? So was that your least favorite?
It was one of my least favorite.
Okay,
ones.
Definitely my least favorite, obviously, was it was kind of my favorite. I haven't had sex in a year and a half. How did you feel about that?
I didn't know I didn't like it.
Okay,
I didn't
okay.
I was kind of like, oh, why? It wasn't like, oh my God.
No, it wasn't.
People had a large reaction to it. And I was like,
it was like creepy or like,
I don't
weird?
Really even know. It was like, oh God, why would you ever? Like, it was just very like, ooh.
I thought it was like strange and cringy. That's it.
I just thought it was cringy. And then he went on his Instagram and he was like, by the way, like, I've been celibate for like the past year and a half. They cut that part out when I like explained what I meant.
Okay.
I guess. So it was, which I still wouldn't have been like, by the way, guys,
it's not a
I've
great
been
opener. Weird. Also, because what it comes off as is like you're looking for like a pat on the back, like good on you, guy.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
A you're year like, and a half of being like, celibate.
I haven't been masturbating for the past 6 months.
He's like,
and I'm
look
like, I don't know what you want me to say about that.
Well, oh, is celibate mean masturbating?
No, I'm saying it would be like that. Like yeah, somebody being like, guess what? Haven't tugged it in 3 months. I'd be like, great.
Okay. Like, also, yeah, to me, it's like, well, a lot of guys don't have sex for a year and a half. It almost is like you're being like, see, I'm a hottie who can get whoever I want,
sure,
but like, I'm saving it for my woman.
It didn't add up to me with the rest of the vibe that Quincy presented the rest of the night. It felt very, because Quincy, like, I liked his energy. He seemed like very, like, nice with the other guys. And I don't know, like, the comments that when you'd see him on camera, he was like, seemed like a cool, chill guy.
I think it was just a weird choice.
It was just a strange choice.
I think he genuinely thought it was going to like show something that it didn't.
it's one of those choices where it's a little bit like maybe we should have workshopped with the friends a little more before.
Yeah.
This is when you the opening line is where you get other people's opinions before you go on the show. That's a big one that you want to.
Yeah, it would have been. He said it very deadpan. So it would have been another thing if you were like,
yeah,
just so you know, like, I haven't had sex in a year and a half. I guess it would have been more creepy, but it also, sure, it would have been, to me, like, it would have been, like, less cringy. What was weird is that he was like, I'm going to let you guys in on some special information. Like, I'm so committed to you, I haven't had sex with anyone for a year and a half. It's kind of like, well, you only knew I existed in the last 6 weeks. So,
right,
like,
exactly. You're okay. Like, oh, so it's me? Like, am I?
Also, is like, this a religion? Then I'm like, is this, like, a religious thing? It, like, are we not on the same page? Like, then it's just, you know.
1,000%. It adds too many questions that I need to have a follow-up with you
that you don't want to have.
I don't want to have that night one with you. I don't want to have these deep, like, I just want to have a surface level conversation with you.
Yeah.
Night one.
Yeah.
Is there chemistry at all?
Right.
I don't want to ask about your religious background and your sex practices or habits.
I don't really like want to. Yeah. I don't really want to like ask about your sex life. Like, and not the first time we meet. Not if I'm like looking for my husband, potentially.
No, I want to have that conversation in a couple weeks, maybe on a one-on-one. Sounds great. Yes. For sure, you know.
Okay. So I want to talk about some people, some entrances. We're not going to cover all the entrances, sure, but I want to cover some entrances that I was right about.
By the way, very blasé entrances.
Like, and blasé, blah.
Just like,
take out the zay, just blah.
It was just like the night in general. This first episode, like we were saying at the top, was really low key.
I think it's because production thought that the two women were going to add so much more of like a whoa moment. But then what happened was the men were so aware of the two women thing that they were very reserved.
Right.
Very reserved.
So I heard on Bachelor Happy Hour, they interviewed Mario.
Oh, I actually had my... Go. I had my actual worst entrance, most hated entrance. Go ahead.
Okay. So Mario. That was your most hated entrance?
What? No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mario was your most hated entrance. I was like, I don't understand how and why.
No.
So Mario.
No, but Mario is too happy. I said he was too happy on his cast bio. He came in literally like skipping and snapping.
I love him.
Out of the car. I was like, I called that one.
Okay, you are right. But I do have thoughts and things to say about
he
Mario.
He seems like a nice, cool
especially
guy.
After listening to Bachelor Happy Hour. He said behind the scenes, truly night one, he said, everyone was so nice to each other. He said there was not a single guy in there that everybody was like, oh, geez. He said it was all good vibes.
Well,
so that's really what I think. That's why it was so low key, too. So just like you were saying, the energy that they thought was going to happen with the two bachelorettes didn't happen. The guys were a little tight because it's the two bachelorettes. It's like, what am I supposed to do? And then also, even in the promos, none of the guys seem wild.
That's true.
There are
that
no,
means
like,
we're going to have some ones that are going to sneak up on us.
I think we're going to have some actual real drama. Not like drama that's like hokey, like real human
so
drama.
You're like, are you evil?
I thought I liked you this entire time and you turned on.
You're a demon. That's what, yeah. Well, I will say, like, on night one of Ari's season, there was really none of that, too. There was, like, I don't know if you remember, but Chelsea was, like, being weird. Like, she was acting very weird and, like, hello, ladies. But then, she wasn't like that the rest of the season.
But
there was not even any of that.
But here's the thing, Becca. Even you, night one, you gave us, via your facial expressions, you gave us more drama.
We literally didn't get any of that.
Nothing. It was all low-key. Which always makes me think this season is going to be bananas. Because this is what happens with Love Island. Love Island, for if the first few
slow
episodes
burn
of the Love Island season are kind of boring and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to keep watching this, it becomes explosive. The seasons where the first two episodes are wild, it always dwindles down. I think this season is going to be explosive in real drama ways. Anywho, tangent. Your least favorite entrance?
My least favorite entrance was Logan's. Jess, I'm convinced those chickens are dead.
No, hold my hand in absolute just symbiosis because everyone was like, how cute. And I was like,
they're dead. Those chickens are dead.
Where are the chicks?
Those chickens are dead.
Where are they? Where's the follow up?
Yeah, he was holding them for so long. That's one thing. And I'm like, okay, they must have like picked these up. Those chicks were so small and chickens grow so fast. Those chicks were literally like hatched yesterday. So they literally like just went and got them from the feed store and like brought them over. They probably didn't have a heat lamp. They need to be
Yeah, you know about
they
the
need to be like in at least 80 degrees degrees for like their first month of life. And I can tell you those nights are like so cold. I guarantee you, like, okay, so it was actually good that he was holding them because at least he was keeping them warm.
True.
And also, like, the mom literally, like, sits on them. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so, like, all right, that's okay. But I guarantee that when they're transporting them there, they just had them in a box.
I can't even think
after,
about it.
After, they just put them in a box, and they probably, like, froze to death.
Oh, my God, stop. I was so upset watching it.
I hated it.
I was so upset watching it. Like, I really was. Like, I got really... And
me too.
Okay, let me say,
like,
this.
I feel so... Me and Gray were both, like, we feel so bad for these chickens.
I feel so horrible. Now, I will say this. Sorry, Logan. I don't think
he knew.
No, I don't think either. I kind of like Logan's vibe.
I do too.
I think he's cute and really charming. And I want to talk about his questions later.
Yeah.
And I think he's actually going to be big drama because I think both women are going to be so in love with him.
Yeah, he was giving. He was definitely giving off a little player energy, which I think what he was doing that was totally normal. He was being flirtatious and charming with both women.
And I'm going to talk about why I liked him way more than Eric.
I liked him more than Eric too.
Because they both were the two that had the double interactions. And we're talking about compare and contrast, Logan and Eric. But
Logan, I don't think he knew.
No live animals that are so small and so little.
It's fragile.
I was so upset about it.
I know.
I really actually need a follow up from producers like ASAP. Like, where are the chicks? Like, we demand answers now.
What probably happened is, like, one of the crew was like, oh, my God, I'll take them home. I'm thinking that's what happened.
I hope someone nurtured them.
But, like,
them.
Also, they probably didn't know that, like, yeah, they have to be, like, in a really, like, warm space. Like, they need a heat lamp.
Don't use life. Like, don't use living things if you don't know, like, how to follow up with them. Because Fabio came in the horse with the horse, and I'm sure then the horse was then removed right away. And the horse is okay. The horse is grown.
No, they just picked him up for a dollar at the feed store, these little chicks. I know. And also, little baby chickens are so dumb. Ours were so dumb. You put, like, water and food in front of them. They don't know what it is. You have to dip their beaks in it.
Two of ours almost died,
and I had to put a little dropper and nurse them back to health because they literally didn't even know there was water in front of them.
You're making it way worse.
But they made it. But yeah, his probably didn't. Unless there was somebody, there's so many people on the set. Someone was like, "Oh my God, I'll take them." They're like, "These chickens." Like, someone around there's grown up.
This is what
chickens.
I'm gonna hope for. I'm starting to cry. I'm so upset about it. I'm going to give the production the benefit of the doubt, and that there is a chick wrangler there who was watching them with a little heat box the whole time, and in between takes was like making sure they were okay, and then would hand them back to Logan.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
they have a shoebox there that they're going
for the sake of my brain. So that I can sleep tonight.
Good. So that was both our
least
favorite.
That was my least favorite one because I was so upset about that.
I know. It was sad. I
was so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sad.
I am so happy that we were on the same page with that one. Thank God.
Okay. Now, also another thing. Can you believe that Robbie's name was Roby?
We got it.
Can you believe?
It was Roby.
Can you believe? God bless him. I know. God bless him.
I love him.
I know.
I love him.
I know.
I really do. Really
he
sweet.
Came off very strange to the two of them.
Well, and you know what? Honestly, I do. I blame production for a lot of that.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy. Listen, he's a magician.
He does seem a little awkward.
But you know, he does seem a little awkward. But you know what? Listen.
Here's another thing.
He's like supernatural. He's a magician.
Okay.
He's a magician.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead, but I do want to just like cover this now while it's fresh in my mind. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but did the producers only put Roby and the twins in front of both of them at once?
Correct.
And then, No.
And I was also upset about the music that they used when Roby was talking, okay? That was really mean. It was really rude, bizarre music.
But you also have to wonder, like, okay, sure, we have, like, you know, Leaf the Lucky Eric over here. What if Eric was in front of the two of them? Like, that's fucking awkward.
It's so awkward.
That's
it's
weird.
So awkward. When they started,
like, if I had two bachelors that I was sitting in front of, like, I would be, I mean, I would probably play it off pretty well, but like, that's still just, gonna be,
I would just big spread legs and just be like,
you're just making like threesome jokes like the entire time. I think like you're so, as a dude too, you're like so in your head, like, I don't want either one of them to think that I like one more or the other, and I'm giving one more attention. But like, in a natural conversation, you're gonna follow up and be like, oh my God, how did you know that? But like, when you, like, let's say Gabby says something interesting, you don't want to like only give attention to Gabby. So you're like, so
listen,
Rachel, like, it's weird.
Bachelor Data, the goddess that she is, broke down how many people went in for hugs with Gabby first. Like, even that, you're aware of, like, who am I hugging first?
How many people did?
Way more people hugged Gabby first, but I have a theory about that.
I mean, I think Gabby, just watching the season before, even just brief snippets of it, you'd be like, oh, she's the more like warm and welcoming.
My theory is that if you're standing square in between two people, and if you're right-handed, you go in to hug, I think, the person who's going to be on your left.
Okay.
Because you're using your right hand to do this.
Okay.
Because I'm right-handed, and I'm thinking, if there's two people in front of me, who do I hug first? I don't use my, I don't go in this way. I go in this way.
Also, I think subconsciously,
and most people are right-handed.
Gabby was standing more towards the back. Rachel was standing more forward. So you also don't want to immediately go to the first person, because then the person then even feels more left out because they're already standing behind the other person.
Sure.
So you want to hug the person behind first so they feel attended to, and then the person in the front.
Think about hugging, though.
I don't think of it that way. No, if with my right hand, I would pick the person on my right first.
If I'm hugging, there's no way I'm going to Rachel first as a right-handed. Like I would 100% do this first. Just that's just the way my body. Maybe it's because I just sleep on that side too. You know, I'm really dominant on that side of my body.
I don't know. But anyway, putting the two of them in front of one guy is cruel and unusual.
It's so rude. When they were doing that, I was like, oh no, is this what all of them are going to be like? Also, because like, I don't want to watch this.
The twins, of course, was going to be even more awkward because like, yeah, you're doing this weird thing where you're like, you don't, it was just, they were setting the three of them up for utter failure.
Utter failure.
And then the fact that they singled the three of them out and sent them home, like, and not like, that to me, Gray, I know, was really heated about it. I don't know what he said on Bros, but he came off the episode, or what he's going to say on Bros. He was hot about it. He was like, that is so mean. Like, that is so mean to them.
You
like,
know, I know we're skipping ahead, but I would have been so, like, I would have felt so embarrassed, like, so much more than a regular.
Because they're like,
season.
Oh, well, we didn't meet some of the guys, but like, you guys are in the guys we did meet, and like, we just didn't, we don't, it's neither, like
they,
neither of us vibe
with canceled
you.
The rose ceremony, and like, you are the three people who are going home. Like, I'd be
they
so
They also
in
show
my head.
No interviews with either of the, any of
no.
them.
Listen,
I don't like that.
But I don't blame the girls at all. Like, what are the women supposed
to
do?
Also, that would have been less embarrassing to just do a rose ceremony. Like, they literally explained it to them where they're like, well, we like did talk to you guys, and like neither of us are vibing. Like in a rose ceremony, that doesn't even happen. You just end up being the three people standing there. No one even notices. They singled them out.
I'm gonna give Gabby and Rachel the benefit of the doubt on this one. This was like encouraged, or like, yeah, if you're gonna just pick three, then like don't do the whole rose ceremony.
I don't think it was like Gabby and Rachel. I told Gray, I don't think it has anything to, this whole illusion that like Gabby and Rachel are calling the shots. Yeah, and also like I think the sun was very high up in the sky. I think that they were just like running out of time. And you also have to think with like union stuff, like you can't have people filming for like 20 hours. So you also at some point like have to wrap it. Yep. Like you literally have to.
Yeah.
So that's what I think happened with that. But like also, even if it was them, it's like I'm not gonna fault them for like a bad call. I mean, a bad call is a bad call, whatever. It doesn't like reflect badly on them. But I just think like hindsight's of course 2020, but I still think it was really fucked up to single the three of them out.
I really feel for Roby, and honest to God, no one knew how unbelievably talented, nor his credentials. The man is like a famous magician, and like, you know, they were just using like weird music in
also,
the background behind
the
him.
The twins were fine too. Like they were not Mr. Personality, but also they were in a weird position where it was like the two of them coming in as the twins thing with the two bachelorettes.
I'm gonna tell you this. Your girl was really disappointed about the twins. Because I did have it's my own fault, but I really had an expectation going in that both of them were going to have really intense Jersey accents, and they were going to be like fist pumping full Mike the Situation style.
That would have been
awesome. And be like shots.
Not.
And I thought they were going to be a problem in the house because they were going to be so over the top.
Yeah,
they were so low key, and their bios were like they club, they party, they rage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on with these two? I'm not getting anything. And so I was so disappointed, and the conversation was so
monotonous,
and then it was also just like all about them. There was like questions. I was like,
I know. I still think they would have looked. I think they would have been in a totally different light had they split off, and one of them was Gabby, and one of them was with Rachel. And it would have been funny too if then they switched, and it was like the other twin with the that would have been funny. But no, instead it was just they didn't even get a chance.
Damn
but
it!
I also do like that they kept guys on who they didn't talk to, because you know you never know. I mean, it is better, I guess, to send guys home that they know they didn't vibe with, right?
So that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't fault Gabby and Rachel. Like,
no, when it
they weren't mean
spirited.
They weren't into either of them.
Yeah.
It was just the way then that it was done. I'm like, if I was one of those guys, I would feel horrible. Horrible. Before we get into more of the detailed version of the men and who we liked and who we were cautious about. Let's take a little pause.
Yes.
Broads. So, unfortunately for all of us, our fun little brains do not decide to have their little freakouts, for lack of a better term, I suppose, on our own schedules. That means it can be a little bit challenging to get the help you need if you're looking at traditional talk therapy. I remember when I used to see my old therapist, just throughout the week, things would come up for me, and then I would end up, and I'd have to wait, and then I'd end up going to the appointment. And they would be like, what do you want to talk about? And I swear to God, it would be like an hour of me being like, well, I had this for lunch because the time would have passed. And, you know, no fault to them, by the way. My mind just probably like blacked out the trauma, I swear. But that's what would happen.
Well, I think this happens to a ton of people. And that's why Talkspace as a therapy platform is really great, because you can match with one of their thousands of licensed therapists, and you can send and receive messages 24/7. And you can expect engagement back 5 days a week. So that way you can talk through things in real time, make note of them in real time, as you're dealing with them with the help of your therapist.
Mm-hmm. Talkspace has therapists specializing in dozens of different areas, including substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationships, truly anything you're going through. Your perfect match therapist is waiting on Talkspace to help you through it. And Talkspace is going to cost you just a fraction of what in-person therapists cost. Plus, you'll never have to wait weeks or months for an appointment. It's the mental health you want in the way you want it.
As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code CHATTY to get $100 off your first month to show your support for the show. That's CHATTY at Talkspace.com.
So when it comes to your health, the saying, the more you know, the better, could not be more true. The more information and insight you have into your health and your body, the more prepared you are, the more knowledge you have to handle certain decisions. But of course, that can be expensive and time consuming, but not if you're using the digital healthcare platform designed for you, Everlywell.
Everlywell has developed over 30 different at-home lab tests that you can choose from, and you can get answers that you need to make sense of your body and you can get to your optimum health. They have everything from food sensitivity tests, indoor and outdoor allergy tests, even Lyme disease tests, and Everlywell ships products straight to you with everything you need in one package. You can take your test at home by collecting the sample following the included instructions, and then you send it back with the prepaid shipping label. So it's everything you need right there.
And in just a few days, your physician-reviewed results get sent straight to your phone, and you can even share the results with your primary care doctor to help figure out any next steps. I've taken quite a few tests from Everlywell. One of the ones that I most recently took was the sleep and stress test.
I want to take that.
I highly recommend it. When I got my results back, I'll just say I was able to make some adjustments in my life that needed to be made that the results showed me, and it's been really beneficial.
And then your whole, like, the quality of life improves when you can just improve one aspect, when you have more knowledge about what's really going on with your body.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you too, like, every time I take one of these tests, like I've said, I've taken quite a few, I'm just amazed at how easy the process is from start to finish. And this is how healthcare should be.
And for listeners of the show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/chatty. That's everlywell.com/chatty for 20% off your next at-home lab test. Everlywell.com/chatty. Okay.
All right. So I know we were now bouncing all over the place to the exits and to whatever,
but we talked
about Roby for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, I say we let's talk about some of the main characters that we saw.
Okay.
In this
so who do you define as your main characters? Because right now for me, it's Mario, Tino. To me, there's kind of a...
There's like quite a few main characters. But think about this. We have two bachelorettes, so there's going to be more main characters.
By the way, Jacob was a total like Jacob Northman vibe coming in on the horse.
100%. Like, and honestly, you know what? I didn't hate it. Do I think he's...
He's so goofy.
Do I think he's ridiculous?
Yes.
Yeah, but I kind of loved it.
Yeah. I liked watching him.
And he flexed, and it was ridiculous.
Also, I don't remember which woman he was talking to,
Gabby.
But he was like, oh yeah, he was really kind of goofy and kept like giggling and stuff, which was, he was a little too goofy for me, but it was cute.
Yes. Did he read off his list and say that what he's looking for is for a woman who takes care of herself? And then he looks at her and goes, so I hope that you do. And I'm like, Jacob? Enough, okay? Mm-hmm. Stop it. But I thought he was, I don't know, it was just so ridiculous that I thought it was
funny.
Why
do you give away, like,
She was just a little goofball. And she was like, I couldn't stop staring at his pecs.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
That was fun. But yeah, no, I don't actually see him though as like a main character.
No, I think he's kind of silly. Soon.
Yeah. I think Eric, Logan, Tino, Mario, and Jordan V.
Yes. Yes. I would definitely agree with those as
Do you
the
have
main.
Anyone else?
Aven.
Oh, yeah, Aven. Aven
and Nate, we saw in the preview a lot, which I'm very
happy about. I don't even remember who that is.
Nate, remember we were assuming that he was going to be a parkour expert.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That wasn't the guy that you picked.
Yes, he was my pick. I love him. By the way, his fashion through the roof.
I see him being very much a. I guess I wasn't paying. I don't remember. He seems like the one who's going to be like the voice of like what's going on in the house, right? Or no?
We didn't hear him at all.
Not in the episode, but like in the previews. How was he showing up in the previews? Like with both women?
Gabby. Lots of Gabby. Okay. Oh my God, his style. I can't get over it. It's so good. And also, by the way, don't know if you saw this. Nate is BFFs with Pilot Pete and Dustin.
That's fun.
And so Dustin has been trolling him on Twitter the whole time. It's so funny. And
that's
then Dustin posted a photo. Remember the maroon jacket, the infamous like maroon jacket? He looked so handsome in. It was Nate's jacket. So Dustin was like, I borrowed Nate's outfit for my limo entrance.
Oh my gosh.
It's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
So we're obsessed.
When you're saying Nate, I'm still thinking like Michelle sees in Nate. I don't know why. Like every time you see Nate, I like keep thinking of him.
I mean, that makes sense.
I guess we were just talking about
him
recently.
It's the Nate we know in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, but okay. Nate, parkour expert. That's what I have to get into my head.
Yes. Which is he's
gonna break. He's gonna pop out a flip one of these days, like a back handspring or something. Come on.
But his style was 10 out of 10. And Aven, like I said, Aven.
Do you think Ryan's gonna be a actual potential candidate for Gabby?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't know. I think Mario isn't either.
We didn't see a lot of Mario in the promo, which made me think that potentially that's a no.
Also, Bachelor Happy Hour immediately interviewing him on night one shows me that night one is his peak.
You know what? Very interesting point.
Yeah.
Very interesting point.
So that's what I think
because
about that.
They did not interview Tino. They didn't interview Mario and Tino, the first two first impression rows. No. Yeah.
Who do you think, and I want you to make your call now. I know your call already was Nate, but like, do you think it's Nate? Do you think, who do you think's Gabby's guy? I am like really excited to see who each of them ends up with. I will say that like having like two girls end up with two guys at the end, like is very exciting to me.
Okay, I'm going to say Gabby is either going to have Logan or Nate as her final.
Okay.
And I think Rachel is going to have Tino.
Yeah.
Tino or Aven. But I think it's going to be Tino.
I think Aven's... Okay, let's talk about Aven for a second. Because Aven was just like a little too corny for me.
Corny?
I found him like not corny.
I feel like he didn't do anything corny at all.
I felt like his whole... It just felt like a little bit. It's my definition of corny. I don't think he's a corny guy, but him just continually being like, just like the reassure. Like,
I would have lived for that first night.
I think that he is a good guy, but to me, I was just like, I felt like as a night one, I would be like, okay, but like, I want to know about your personality. Like, tell me on week three how like into it you are and care about like the making sure I'm okay. Like on night one, I'm just like, you don't even know me.
For sure. But I will say this as a contestant coming in, I see two people. I'm thinking my primary goal right now is to make sure that this person feels really secure in that I'm there for them.
Yeah.
Like I'd really want to solidify that because I'd be like, please don't let go of me. I'm here for you. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think that's good. I think that is like a good strategy. I just felt like it was, well, and with his limo entrance too, what did he was just like,
he was super,
I want like each of you to know. I was just like, okay,
he was just, my thing with Aven is, and this is a big soft spot for me. I know I always talk about like the whole New York loud, whatever, but who I actually fall in love with is kind of the soft spoken. And he is like, to me, and this is just my own personal opinion, I'm like, if I was one of the bachelorettes, it would be Aven to me. I'm like, he was so, his energy was so gentle and soft-spoken, and he was absolutely gorgeous that I would feel so secure and like comfortable that I knew that I could bop around with the other guys and then come back to home base, and I like that.
I don't mind his gentle, soft-spoken energy. It was more like his words were like, to me, like, I'm like, his words were like too focused on saying the thing that he was already showing.
Sure. No, I totally hear what you're saying.
Like, it was like he, I was like, okay, just like demonstrate it. Just like be that. I always feel this way. Like, and I think he really is that, but I just don't like when guys are like, I'm like, just be that. You don't have to explain what a good guy you are, right, or like what, how safe you are. Like, just be that firm presence. And then like, show me a little bit of who you are outside of being someone who's going to guard and protect my heart.
Totally.
That was my qualm with Aven, where I was just like, I'm not like, okay, but who are you? Like,
yeah. No, I totally hear you. And I think I'd feel a little more that way if it was a singular bachelorette. But because there's the two, I know for myself, I would want someone who's like super reassuring to me the first night or two.
Yeah.
So that I felt like, okay, this person is here for me. I can like foster some other relationships and still feel secure in knowing like, there's this, I don't know, his just energy.
Well, I think Rachel's going to end up with James the meatball enthusiast. That's really who I think has a shoe in with
her. You mean James who didn't even make a ball pun? He said his nickname was Meatball. And then Gabby made the ball pun. It wasn't even James.
Yeah, I don't know who I think is going to...
Yeah, what do you think?
Tino just seems like too obvious. But then again, like with my prediction, like maybe she just rides off into the sunset with Tino, like right off the bat. With Gabby... I just don't know. I don't think it's Mario. Yeah, I'm really not sure.
I think if either of them choose Eric in the end, that they're not with him anymore. That's my guess. Because Eric's going to go far.
I don't think Eric makes it to the end, though.
Okay.
I think that Eric actually might only go to like weeks, like six.
Okay. All right.
Like, look. Let's be real. Already, he's doing the whole thing of like, I'm really disappointed. Like, honestly, he, this is the thing, Jess. He's not even clever enough to like hold, he's not even smart enough to know to not say, like, just any person saying, like, I'm kind of pissed off. Anyone saying that, like, his level of like, knowing what's socially appropriate is like not there. That's why I think he's only gonna make it to week five or week six. Cause if he's already saying that shit night one, he's saying that to other guys. I'm pissed off I didn't get a rose. Every other dude is like, the fuck?
Well, remember when we saw in the promo that Rachel was like, he said that like he can't trust us bitches. I'm like, wouldn't be surprised if that was Eric.
E-Rich.
Okay, so the second that E-Rich sat down with Gabby.
Yeah.
I was like, number one, obviously so hot. Yeah. I mean, his little mullet. Yeah. He's so hot.
He's sexy.
And
he's definitely the one in the bunch where you're like, oh.
But I immediately noted the way that when Gabby was talking to him, that he wasn't looking at her the way he had postured up as he kept leaning kind of back. He kept looking straight ahead.
He thinks he's hot shit.
This man is used to women always pursuing him.
Falling over him.
And then he... went to Gabby, had his moment, and then went to Rachel, and it felt like he vibed more on Rachel. Like, he was, like, more maybe sexually into Rachel or something. But he was, like, he knew he was going to get a rose. And so the way that he reacted, he's pissed off. I was, like, the level of red flags that are going off in my mind are off. And I think probably everyone else who was watching it is, like, duh.
Yeah,
this guy is going to be a problem.
Absolutely. And I think, like, it won't take long for the girls. It's not, you know, like, Hannah Brown, it took so long with Luke. Because with the other guys, it's not going to take long for the girls to cross.
That's the thing. You got two people.
So,
I think you might be right. He might go home earlier than we think. Interesting.
Who did you say Logan for Gabby?
Yeah.
I could see that.
I see Logan.
I see that.
I think there's going to be some huge drama with Logan. I mean, obviously, what am I saying? Duh. Because in the promo, we see Logan telling Gabby, I still have feelings on the other side. And Gabby's devastated. But I think...
So on the other side, that means it must...
So I think... I know, and it looked like it was far into the season. I think Gabby and Logan weather through the storm together.
Yeah.
and they might, and he's at least top two.
Jordan V, I think, is a sleeper. Well, not a sleeper, because he came out pretty hot out the gate.
Let me tell you.
He did well. I was proud of him.
Let me tell you something about Jordan V. He, like, gave me butterflies in my tummy.
Okay. She said that too, didn't she? I think she did.
I don't remember.
I think Rachel did.
I was a little caught up.
You didn't notice that he said that he was there for only Rachel too.
No, because I was so, like, I was having a moment. Because I was like,
he was very confident, very self-assured. Yeah. I was impressed by him. He did well.
He surprised me because I didn't think when he came out, even just the photo, I was like,
whatever.
Like, I just thought like, oh, I thought one of the girls would for sure be into him. But I didn't think I would get all like, oh, my God. There is an energy about Jordan V that is so calm and confident that I could just... I was melting.
He was definitely, I liked him for sure.
Great energy.
Yeah. And he was just like, he wasn't too self-assured and just like, you know, Rachel's, I like I don't think he did it on purpose. I think he was nervous, but like, you know, Rachel was just like, I thought he was going to kiss me and he didn't, you know? So like, that was kind of a thing where she was like, I think she might end up with him.
Okay. Okay.
Tino was going a little too hard with the kissing. Tino was going a little too hard with the tongue. He was going a little bit. I pay attention to these things. He was going a little bit too much into her face. He was leading
strong.
But he
is still your king, correct?
I do like him a lot. But I was watching the kissing and it looked... She is going to be like... I just felt like it was like, oh, I was like, oh, the chemistry is good. Yeah, the kiss is good. But then there were times where he was like... going a little too forward, using a little bit too much tongue. And I was just kind of like, It was a little juvenile.
I can read that. He had, I liked Tino a lot.
I love him.
I really like Tino a lot.
I love him. It was literally just like, I felt like his kissing was like a little juvenile.
Yes, well, that's what I was going to say. So, as a viewer, I am not a young woman.
Yeah.
So, for me, I really liked Tino.
Yes.
A lot. I think he's fantastic. But as a woman in her mid-30s, older ancient woman, I was like, he seems very young to me.
Absolutely.
Which, Rachel's young. So it's like, okay, that's fine. Youthful.
Love him. I'm always...
Love him.
And I'm very delighted by men like him. I'm very delighted by men that are very, like, youthful and playful and...
Very confident.
And he has like this boyish like beauty about him, you know.
I want to paint him. I really want to paint. I can't paint, but I'd like to paint him. I would like to paint his profile. It's stunning.
I do like his face quite a lot.
Yeah, I do like to look at his face. It's very beautiful.
But then, yeah, I noticed like the energy with kissing. I was like, pull back a little. Like, you know, give this man like 10 years and he will be sexy king belle of the ball, which he still is. He really is. He stands out from the crowd.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He does not talk about himself too much. No. He's curious. No. He's open. Like, I really like him. But I do think that Rachel, especially because what she said about like she wants like some over the top, like head over heels, like passion. I don't know. I think she might end up with Jordan.
Ooh, I like Jordan.
I know.
I like Tino a lot too.
I like Tino a lot. I think Tino could be our next Bachelor King.
Okay, well, think about this. Like I'm saying, I hope we get two Bachelor Kings. So maybe we get one from either side.
But I will say that will only work. We do need... Maybe they're going to have to bring in... who are the guys that left together off Paradise? We're going to need to get Aaron and James.
Yeah, we need
in
best
there.
Friends.
You
we
need besties. Best That's the only reason that the two-girl thing even worked. Like, they must... I feel like producers... Obviously, they're just trying to do stuff for ratings. But I do feel like producers must have seen, like... These girls are close.
Yeah.
They have chemistry together.
They have great chemistry.
They've bonded together through this difficult thing of sharing a man. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's put them on the screen together. I think that will be dull and bland if we get two bachelors who aren't,
don't have
like,
chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah, understandable. I mean, maybe they're going to pick from the past in some way. There's a lot of really good friends in this franchise.
It's true. Put Pete and...
Well, Dustin has a
girlfriend.
Relationship.
Okay.
A beautiful girlfriend.
Okay.
But
well, dang,
I would have loved. I mean, that would have been
awesome. Bachelors
fire.
In the City. They could have just started a new spinoff.
Oh my God,
that's what they must have been asking for. Starting that God Bachelors damn. In the City. The cricket Fantastic. Is alive and well.
So I'm telling you, this cricket is here.
Dude, stop trying to steal the show right now,
Jiminy. Enough,
Jiminy.
enough.
Cut it out. Anyway, those are kind of like my favorite guys. Like, okay. I don't think I, is there anyone else?
No, there's a, okay, there's a couple that I'd like to go okay, over still.
Yes, please.
So like you were saying how Tino didn't talk about himself too much.
Yes.
I would like to present to you Logan, okay? Now, did I like the way he held the chicks? No. Do I think he's a little bit of a player, probably, and maybe a little bit of a problem, potentially?
Yes.
But what I really appreciated about Logan was I loved his questions. He came in prepared with fun questions, a la Becca. I remember then, you know, your moment with R, you came in with good questions. And what to me seems a little more pure about Logan is
that... I think
we're
going to agree on this, yeah.
The questions were different.
And also, Logan, even though he may look like a player, I love that he's going into the season being like, I don't know who I'm going to vibe with more.
Fully honest.
I don't know who I'm going to vibe with more. I'll pick when I just figure out who I'm vibing with more.
And 1,000%. So when we see that clip of him telling Gabby, I'm kind of having still remaining feelings, I know it maybe makes him look a little bit like a villain, but what I'm wondering is, do we have a communicative king who, yeah, it's painful and it sucks,
but is
maybe honest. And that can get painted a certain way on the show.
Why would he need to say that, though?
Well, maybe if he's still wanting to get to know both of them.
Oh, okay. So he's like, he doesn't want to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And maybe he's hiding it and she ends up finding out and is like, what's going on? Or maybe he's super communicative and is just like, hey, here's the deal. I got to be honest with you. I still am thinking about Rachel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's more that.
I think so, too. And I think it'll be more that way. I think it'll be very valid. You know, we appreciate communication even when it's hard. You know what I mean? But I really yes, liked do. The fact that he... I really liked the fact that he had two random questions that he came out the gate with. He asked Rachel, what's your biggest fear? And then he went and he sat with Gabby and he's like, when you go to the movies, do you right away go to the concession stand? Like, he had questions and they were different.
Yeah.
A lot of times I feel like, God bless the men, but it's a little bit like copy paste. He wasn't. He was thinking. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like him. I don't get bad vibes.
He gives me Matthew McConaughey energy.
Oh, well, Matthew McConaughey is way hotter in my opinion, but you know.
Well, you know, Matthew McConaughey is an A-list actor. And Logan's very handsome. But it's kind of, he kind of has that, I don't know, there's a little bit of an energy about him that kind of is like, he seems very laid back and confident. I like that.
I could also see him on a porch.
I could 100% see him on a porch.
Who's in Sweet Home Alabama? Is that, that's not Matthew McConaughey, is it? Who's
no, but he's got that same vibe too. I never can remember his
Sweet
name.
Sweet Home Alabama. Some sexy king.
He's so hot and I never remember his name, but I know exactly who you're talking about. I never remember that actor's name though.
I love that movie. Okay, who is it? Josh Lucas.
Josh Lucas, that's it. Oh yeah, wow. Josh Lucas is...
Where is he these days?
Josh, where are you at?
What happened
honey?
To him?
Where are you at, babe?
Oh, he was in the Forever Purge in 2021. So his career's not going well since...
I'm sorry. That movie was fantastic.
Are you serious?
How dare you?
Was it really?
So scary.
The Forever Purge? Was it really?
Oh, it scared the shit out of me. He was great in that movie, actually.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, so you just watched him.
Somewhat recently, yeah. I watched that movie.
I guess he was in Ford versus Ferrari, too. Okay, he's doing
fine. That movie was fantastic,
See,
too.
I feel like when you're on the fourth Purge, you know, it's like, I assume it's going to be bad, but I shouldn't make that
snap
judgment.
But, like, the thing is about the Purge is that it's, like, an American classic, and, like, don't you dare shit on
I've
that.
I've never seen it. I've never seen any of the Purge movies.
I'm disassociating. You have to watch the first one, at least.
Okay.
It's
okay,
a horrifying concept, and it'll scare the shit out of you.
Okay, who else do you want to talk about?
Okay, I would also like to talk about the last two people I want to talk about, Mario and then Ryan and Gabby.
Oh yeah, Mario.
Okay, so these are my thoughts on Mario. I mean, from the cast bio, you knew that I was like going to be a fan.
And he seems nice.
I like the high energy.
Yeah. Well, and you also listened to his interview
him on Bachelor Happy Hour. Okay, so Mario, what I like about Mario is he seems very balanced to me because he came in super high energy and he's very like, you know, there's moments in the ITM where he's like big, bubbly personality.
But he wasn't
guy.
Obnoxious at all in front of the girls, or I would have remembered.
And as soon as he sat with Gabby, super low key. And I like the balance aspect because I'm like, okay, I think he's going to be fun in the ITMs. He's going to be fun in the competitions because, you know, he's going to get super into it. But then when it comes to, like, relationship business, he's going to be low key. And I also was obsessed with the fact that he went in for that kiss. And at first it seemed random to me. Yeah. And I'm like, is Gabby going to, like, is she there right now?
Yeah.
She was dying for more smoochies.
Yeah.
He was like pulling back and she's just like,
yeah, she's like, please, someone.
She was like, Mark, please. And then when she gave him the first impression rose again, she was like, and Mario was the one holding back a little bit more, where he was like, yeah, he's giving the smoochies, but he was also like, great. I liked that move that he wasn't like doing the Tina where it was a lot.
It was a little more.
He was pulling back.
Yeah, and Tina wasn't a lot, but it was like, you know,
it was just
slightly noticeable.
I liked the Mario
move.
Yes,
I like that.
He pulled back. He
left her wanting more.
He left Gabby wanting more when she's physically doing this.
Yes, definitely.
I like that.
Definitely.
And then I listened to him on Bachelor Happy Hour, and it was, he just seems like a really, really good guy.
I think he's going to be a big character on Paradise.
I really hope so.
I think he will. I think that's another reason why they put him on Happy Hour.
Yeah, he has great energy. He was just really, really nice on Bachelor Happy Hour. There was a couple questions where, like, could have been a bait for him to create some drama. Nah,
skipped right over.
Nah, he's not stirring up any of the drama.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah,
just super nice.
Yeah.
So I like Mario a lot. I think he's, I'm a fan of him.
Maybe he and Tina will be besties and then they can be the two bachelors. That would be cute.
Oh, I would be down for that.
That would be cute.
I would be down for
that. That'd be fun. So who's the last person you wanted to talk
about?
Ryan. I want to see more of Alec too. Like, I was kind of expecting like Alec to come out the gate with like, to be interesting. And granted, sometimes the guys who are big players, like, you don't really see much of them on night one. Like,
that's,
that is a thing.
True.
But like, I was expecting kind of more from Alec, but didn't see more of him. But
yeah, there are a few people who we see clips of in the promos that we didn't see at all tonight.
Yeah.
Or however many nights ago.
Okay, who's Monday. The last guy you just said?
Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
What do you think I felt about Ryan? Hey.
What did he
his
say,
fucking
though?
Boston.
Oh my God.
I know
what he did that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yes.
You already know.
I felt the exact same way.
Gabbers? Gabs?
Oh, that didn't bother me. The shushing was too much. It went a little too far. I know they were bantering.
I also agree that was too far.
I didn't
also
like noticed, it.
I was like, ew. If I was there, like, I would have been like, okay, don't. Like, I would have been like, stop. Like, again, like you said, I know it was bantering, but I would have been like, no, you don't know. And that is the exact same way I feel too about
Gabbers.
Like, Gabbers, Gab. He kept like using all these nicknames. And that is one of my biggest
pet peeves. One of your biggest
pet peeves. Like, when someone doesn't know me, they're like, oh, Bex. Like, or like, oh, I've like met people who are like, you know, listen to the podcast or follow me on Instagram, whatever. They're like, so I remember one person says something like Bex or like someone I just met. And I'm like, no, you don't know me. Don't call me B.
You're
don't
like,
call me Bex.
Rebecca.
Don't call me
Bex.
Like, yeah, it's Rebecca. It's Miss Martinez to you, bitch. Who do you think you are? Excuse the chicken alarm. So, yeah, it was just like, don't do that. Gabbers?
No, Gabbers. That didn't bother me so much. The shushing,
it just bothers
me
because to me, it's in line with the shushing where it's like, oh, we're familiar. Like, it's cool if I shush you. It's obviously shushing is more disrespectful, but it's the same thing of like, we're friendly. I can like make all these pet names for you when I literally don't know you.
I was literally alive for him.
Like, it was fun to see.
Like,
the dynamic,
my body
though.
Was aflame for Ryan and her. Like, but then the shushing, it hit a point where it went a little too far and he shushed.
You're too familiar here.
Too many times. It was a little rude. And I'm like, there's a perfect example of what music editing does. Because if they would have put music in that made him sound rude, I think people would.
And they
would
cut to a phase of her being like,
like, people would have been like, wow, what an ass.
Totally.
But they did
it. Post-production.
You know what
really,
I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
felt like that was a moment where it went too far. And I was like, Ryan, no. But I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt and be like, he was just caught up in the moment and the familiarity and playfulness just went a little too far. Because she was going in on him and I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, it was fun to see them. Like, you don't usually see that on night one, like people feeling so comfortable.
No, they were so familiar.
But what I could see happening is like, they go on a one-on-one date or something, and it's like that the familiarity is super surface level. So I could see it continuing to be like banter, but then it's like, okay, but who are you? Like, what's your deal,
if it's
bro?
Only ever banter?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's like, I could definitely see that happening with their relationship, where it's like very like, sure, it's familiar, but like on a surface where they like are making fun of each other.
I was like, I was so into him though, until it went a little too far. And you're like, and again, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and be like, okay. But he was just someone where I was like, oh, if I was in one of these bachelorette shoes and I right away had someone who I could give shit to and he'd give shit back to me.
Yeah, you want
to
have someone you can have fun with, and you know you're going to have fun with them whenever you guys are around.
I thought he was funny, and I don't know. And I loved the whiteboard with the Boston, when she was just like, is this Boston in the 1800s? Like, what are you even saying? Good sir. Whatever.
Yeah, it was funny. It was cute.
They were funny together.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I don't see him going super far. Nope. I don't think he will.
Nope. Nope.
And I think other than that, those were my main. Yeah. And then, you know, and then the Roby and the twins got sent home.
Bye bye. But that leaves a big cast, and so I think that there's a lot that's going to happen over the next few weeks.
Oh, Roby. We'll come visit you Black Rabbit Rose, because my God, he seemed like a sweet guy.
I know.
And then when he got
on... just needs to find the right girl.
That's the thing. He got on one knee in front of both of them, and he was kind of doing like crowd work a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is his jam. And he went a little bit too into magician crowd work.
But you know what? I do think it's going to be a great season. I think there are some great guys. So excited to see what the future holds. Bada bing, bada boom.
Can't wait. Oh, and by the way, I was going to say this at the top of the episode, but broads, please, please make sure to check out Roses for Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We'll link it in the episode notes. This is a petition. It's a group that has put a petition out to talk about
body diversity in casting, which is really lacking, because
I mean,
they have all these stats on the page too, if you go on the Instagram, talking about how, you know, the number of people that are like not a super skinny size zero that like go on the show throughout the years, and there is not representation.
There's no body diversity representation on the show. And it's so important to have that in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like you said, one of the stats that they put on their Instagram, you have to check out their Instagram. It's fantastic.
And then they also have a petition that's linked on the bio. Yes,
we'll link it. Please sign the petition. And they have the specific things that they are requesting from ABC that are fantastic. But yeah, they were saying that in the history of the show, there are only two people
who have
self-identified as plus size, and they are under size 10.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And they've had examples of where people have, you know, attempted to audition for the show and were like a size like 6 to 8 or something, and they got shut down. I mean, like it's absolutely out of control. It's ridiculous. So please make sure to sign that petition and follow them and check that out.
Because I think when there's not body diversity in the show, is if there's not people who are like bigger than a size 4, it's like showing a message that only people in like certain bodies are attractive. And that's just like not true.
Bullshit.
So
it's time to change.
All right. Anything else? Any other housekeeping or anything?
I don't think so. Except that, excited to dive back into this.
And the bros will be recapping tomorrow.
Yes, Friday. Tomorrow. I can't wait to hear what they have to say. I didn't watch it with Evan, so I have no idea what his thoughts are.
And Tuesday, we're going to be going over like little life update stuff, what's going on, and then maybe also doing some advice, question and answers too.
Okay. So, we'll chat soon, bros.